Welcome back to News My Fiance. Tonight, we're talking about Klay Thompson. Bad people or average dude? Bad apple or average dude?
Huh? Cut the stream.
Read the title.
Unconfirm it.
Welcome back to News My Fiance. We're talking about Klay Thompson. Bad apple or average dude? Donald Trump somehow missed again. Is Mayor Mamdani left maxing?
Yes.
And more. Stick with us for an abbreviated show, Monday Night Raw Live.
I'm Morgan Jones. He's DJ Ambush.
Sure.
And this is News with My Fiance, where we give you the context that the headlines won't, with a side of laugh so the world doesn't collectively crush our spirit.
Yes. We are live from Portland, the five-alarm fire that just keeps on burning, fam.
Humongous shout-out to our studio sponsors, L&J Industries, and to our production team. Big Jess, not the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle at Residual Audio.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle and... our Duchess of Communications, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And our off-site IT guru.
Minister of IT. Operations. He got
cut
upgraded
the
over,
stream.
He got upgraded over the weekend.
I didn't know if you didn't give me the title.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Minister of IT operations.
Yeah.
I'd like to change it.
To what?
Minister of Technology Operations.
You know what? It's all about compromise. That's what partnerships are about. And I do like technology. I am a huge fan of technology.
That was my compromise.
All right. Let's do it.
Ross. All of that. Sorry.
Ross. Yes.
And of course, shout out to all of you fiancés, the ones in the chat, the mm-hmm. ones not in the chat, the ones mm-hmm. on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Watching this from your big TVs.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all. Stay engaged with us tonight. Get engaged with us tonight. Let's freaking go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you're getting value from the show, hit like.
Do it now.
Subscribe button. Ring the bell.
Do it now.
Jump in the chat so the algorithm knows what's good. Even if you just jump in the chat to just mark yourself safe.
Yeah.
Jump in the chat.
Also tell a friend. You could share it.
You know what I'm saying? You can find everything we're doing over at newsandmyfiance.com. And if you want to support independent media, our Patreon is patreon.com/newsandmyfiance. This week's ads. So last week, didn't get the watch list up. It is up this week, though.
Ooh.
The watch list is up. And we want you guys to let us know, what are you watching? We share what we're watching. We share what we're looking forward to.
Are you watching any of the same things?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Can we talk about that?
Bruh. So curious.
Did you delineate which ones you're watching on your own? Because I can't talk Monarch right now. I can't talk Invincible.
Yeah, I did.
I'm behind.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. But we did finish Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen.
Wow.
And Jess, have you seen it?
Okay. So
shout out to Robbo over at Benchmark. That was a recommendation.
That was his recommendation. Rob?
He knows what we like because he gave us From, too.
Which we haven't started.
But not this season.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't try to play us, y'all. Yeah, we own that From thing.
Well, you said he gave it to us. So that implied.
Yes.
That we've seen.
All right. Hey, AJ. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, y'all. AJ.
We're
going to talk about some diabolical shit tonight. Please stick around. I need you to be echoing my sentiments, because I already know you will.
It's basically three of y'all in the chat.
Oh,
you,
already?
AJ and Michelle.
I don't have to say that to Michelle.
True. She hears it every Thursday morning.
You know? And AJ already knows it.
Yeah.
But, like, I need her to know how much I love getting to see it right there.
Understood.
That's all.
Understood.
Wanted to make sure.
I messes with it.
That show. We need to do
we definitely need to do a episode review of that show.
Yeah.
That
we're going to have to do that.
Yeah. Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen is incredible. It's I can't wait to do the review on that show because I gotta rate it and I'm trying to think like where do I even place it? It's better than so many shows. Go ahead.
Sorry. Do you rate shows differently than movies?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have to do that another time.
Yeah.
We didn't say this. Tonight is an abbreviated show.
Yes.
There will be no intermission.
AJ.
AJ, I don't know if you saw it, but I was chewing as the show started. Samesies, maybe.
She too.
Unsure.
She too.
Abbreviated show tonight. We are ending at 8. There is no intermission. Hopefully, boom. I don't turn into a pumpkin without having a break.
Okay. That is something to be concerned about. I did not consider that. No pumpkin maxing.
No, don't look. I don't even know what to say to that.
All right. But yeah. So anyway, the Patreon is up with our watch list.
Yes.
So what are we chatting? What are we chatting about tonight?
Well, tonight we are going to talk about the Central Catholic students in local news.
In local news.
Students at Central Catholic staged a walkout over a racist incident, and they are demanding accountability. They said, good run it them. To us right now.
Good for them. Also in local news.
Thank you.
Yes.
Say more local news. New York City launches Deed Theft Prevention Office as council member Che Osei was arrested at the protest.
That last week.
Last week that we talked about. And then, you know, we have to talk about how nobody fucking has aim. There was gunfire at the Washington Press dinner. The, what's it called? Correspondence dinner.
Yes, yes.
Going to talk about that manifesto, the motive, and the security failures / successes.
Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
And I'm just going to keep talking about how ain't nobody got fucking name. But before that. Are we frozen? What's happening to you?
Yeah, I wanted to I wanted to just practice my freeze frame. How was it? It's awesome.
I don't know that it's entertaining.
I'm ready. Wait, did MJ say we're calling this again? Oh, right. No, I got it. I know we're live. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Live. In person, live raw.
Okay, so we got on May 7th, yours truly, the Fiancés, will be hosting, doing some live commentating, and also DJing.
Yeah, we're not hosting.
Oh, no, we're not hosting. I forgot. We're not hosting.
I want to be real
someone
clear.
Someone else is hosting. Another all-star is hosting. Yes.
We'll be doing color
commentary.
Libra Ford is the all-star who's going to be hosting.
I think
that's a big freaking deal.
Yeah. The event's called Alley-Oop The Vote. It's a celebrity basketball game. It's going to be great. It's going to be the first one I've DJed and done color commentary for.
It's going to be my first color commentary, not from my dad's couch with my dad.
Yes.
So...
And also your first...
Good luck to everybody involved.
But this isn't your first, like, color commentary from, like, the floor, though. Because I can imagine when you were a ball girl, you had a lot to say then, too.
Well, there was no mic. No one cared what 11-year-old Morgan had to say when getting beat up by huge men falling on top of you, and then you just mop up their sweat. But not with an actual mop. Cause I'm just rags that you towels, ran out with. Oh man, this is why people say other people get it so easy. Yeah. You know, like, oh, these young kids have it so easy. They had a Swiffer. Bruh. They get to go out there. You're a ball boy now? You got a Swiffer. You're standing up the whole time.
C's, what up, C's?
What up, C's?
C's said, will Tom Hartman be coming on at 8:01?
Yes.
C's, chill, B. followed by Tom Hartman.
That's funny. Live from his basement.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. But yeah, like, again, that's still like an amazing experience to just even reference. Like, what do you mean at age 11 you were a ball girl for the Trailblazers?
In all honesty, I need to ask Angela how old we were. I don't know how old we were. I don't remember stuff like that.
That's so crazy.
But I think it was around then.
Yeah.
11, maybe 12. No.
You're like 12. I'm in the streets. I got stuff to do. I got to run around and do fun stuff. I ain't doing stuff my dad makes me do. At 12.
It wasn't even my dad. This is how cold. Nick Jones was not about using his connections. We could talk about that another day.
Right.
Shout out to my Aunt Susan, Angie's mom, who was about using her connections. And she made some incredible moments for us like throughout our lives. And one of them was she got Angela and I to get to be ball girls.
That is so fire.
For Blazer games. Child labor. I don't remember being paid.
You were paid in
as a matter of fact,
refreshments and snacks.
Definitely feel like that wasn't getting none of those either. I think for sure going to talk about this with Nick tomorrow. Hey, who got paid for that? Were you getting a check?
Mom, were you getting the check?
Nah,
were you
collecting
on my behalf?
Sir, was there?
That's a question for Aunt Susan.
She ain't gonna remember. This is rough stuff.
What up, Alice?
Hey, Alice.
Yes, AJ, not Tom and his resistance songs. Let's say he be going hard. His playlist goes hard, fam.
Does it?
Somewhat.
I didn't listen at all.
Somewhat. His audience be hyped, though. I messes with it. But yes, we got Alley-Oop the Vote coming May 7th.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. There. So excited about that. So excited. We'll post our flyer tomorrow. Put the link in the bio with the tickets.
All the things. You can do all the things. All the stuff.
Yeah.
I've been working on the post. I haven't shown you my folder yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty great so far. I'm not. All right. Can't front.
We got to shoot some content over the weekend, too.
Okay.
That promo. Remember we were talking about doing a promo for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
What is time?
Yeah.
You C said you were paid with the biscuit cookie with the red jelly in the center. You got two of them if you did a good job.
At Geneva's. Wow.
I don't think I did. I honestly feel like
you might have.
We
might have
been able to just get some of the water Gatorade that's
like
right there.
Little box of
juice. The little from the thing. Yeah.
And girls, if you're thirsty,
right over there where you have to refill. You know, you'll go over there.
Who has the footage?
Hopefully no one. I mean, what do you mean?
I'll find it. Don't worry about it. I'll get on Reddit. So that's where everything is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to do a little local.
Yeah.
Because this one is the kind of thing that is also a Thursday story, but I just don't want to have to talk about it that much. Because Portland wants to tap your pockets yet again.
Oh, God.
The city is considering a new monthly street fee to pay for road maintenance and safety. And before I continue, I'm going to say, having been here in many different stages of my life, I can safely say these streets have never been more detrimental, more hazardous. Ever before. And that's before we even knew to do certain things like make a crosswalk bright at night. You know?
Right.
We still don't do that. to be clear. We're not wasting energy around this place. It's insane. So they're proposing a roughly about $12 a month for homeowners, around $8.40 for renters, and about $61 a month for businesses. And the pitch is, we need money to fix the roads. So, which is fair, because at this point, the potholes are go straight to Middle Earth, which is where King Kong lives. Right?
No, that is where Gollum lives.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, where's Mid Earth?
There's Midgard.
No, I'm not talking about
and
that.
And that's in the MCU.
Yeah.
Middle Earth.
I know where Midgard is.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Okay. Middle Earth is Lord of the Rings.
Just for the Lord of the Rings.
Just for Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Well,
Axis Mundi.
Straight to Gollum.
Axis Mundi is where
they say that's where Kong lives.
Right. That's where he traverses through. He lives on Skull
Island. On this planet.
Alice, get your girl, please.
On the top of it. It's right here.
We do this all the time.
I know. It's my favorite thing. Anyway.
They're wilding.
Well, so Portland already has funding funding streams for roads. We already do this.
Last time I checked.
So there's gas taxes, state transportation funds, vehicle registration fees that are too much fucking money for that to not be helping at all. All of that already goes towards transportation. In fact, the state and local gas taxes alone generate hundreds of millions of dollars, and a chunk of that is supposed to flow to the teeny tiny little city that is Portland.
For real.
For specifically maintenance and repairs. And then on top of that, the city's transportation bureau, PBOT, already operates on a budget that's hundreds of millions of dollars a year. So the question that some folks are asking, is if the money exists, why do the streets feel like an obstacle course? Like, the money is there. You're spending it on what? Did you also misplace $106 million in different funds?
That's the question.
The city's answer is basically that the gas tax revenue is declining because cars are becoming more fuel efficient and more people are driving electric vehicles. So
so it's our fault.
So get hip with the now, guys. Wow. We've taught you all about recycling and how important the the planet is. And then backfired on us.
All us guys' fault.
A lot of existing funds are restricted, meaning they just can't be used for basic maintenance. And a significant portion of the budget is already committed to things like safety projects and debt payments, which I think is super important, and long-term infrastructure upgrades. I think what that means is thinking about it, but no money for the potholes. So this fee is supposedly in their minds about creating stable, flexible funding for the maintenance for day-to-day road upkeep. And I'm still a little bit worried just the fact that PBOT and ODOT don't know who owns what or who's supposed to fix what. They know who owns it, but like also 2+ and this overlap means that on Thursdays we pay for it and on Fridays you do. Like, we're not addressing any of that. If you just have more money to it, is this going to mean that all of a sudden PBOT is like, yep, we got the money and we'll just get out there and handle that scandal? Or is the fucking mayor going to still be like, hey, how about you take a bunch of transportation money and do the graffiti? I certainly wouldn't want anybody driving on 84 coming into this city from the airport seeing such horrific
heathenous graffiti.
That.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah, that's crazy. Spend my money on better things. And don't ask me for any more money, Portland.
Well, the thing is, explain to me how you are already doing this. Like, explain to me where the money is already going in the ways that, I don't mean tell me where it's appropriated. Mm-hmm. Tell me where it was spent. Like, for real, like, show me the result. Because every street out here looks like shit, which is a real easy way for a cyclist to get incredibly harmed.
Yeah.
Like,
it's dangerous.
There's not nearly enough lighting in any neighborhood.
Well, that's for the birds, you know?
Right.
To not to ruin their migration patterns.
I mean, this is an important thing to think about.
It's annoying for me, but I understand.
I feel like there's got to be a way to cap it.
Yeah.
Something. You know?
Something.
Lampshades.
I don't know.
Or things. Does that not help?
Just, I don't know.
Speaking of birds, all of our eggs have hatched. I'm moving straight away from the Portland story.
The grandchildren.
But I mean the street story, but still local.
The not so furry grandbabies are here.
All five eggs hatched.
Oh my God. And they're growing so quick.
Madam Young John had a sip and see today. Mm-hmm. There were about a million birds.
It was crazy out there.
It was crazy out there.
I started something.
I don't know if this is an auntie, a grandma, or the dad.
And it was popping.
But there is a new bird that is allowed into the mailbox.
Oh, really?
To feed the babies as well. I just don't know the relation because I don't speak dark-eyed Junco.
It's probably a nana. I have no faith in the males of any species.
Well, but I mean, so the internet says that the mom and dad teach the hatchlings everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then even like 3 weeks once they fledge,
mm-hmm.
then 3 weeks after that, they're still like, hey, man, you got to actually fly like this, you know?
Oh, wow.
Supposedly right. It's both.
This is going to be fun.
I don't know. I never saw the dad until, you know, the babies were born.
Faith, we didn't name any of them yet, but
I am now.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do that.
I'm going middle name.
Yo.
Does that work for you?
Alice said driving in Portland is like playing Mario Kart.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But actually, my route home from the opera, I go interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a full, I know the pattern to miss Dodge every auto. Single pothole and the, you know, like manhole cover things. Because they're deeply set.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, and that's my joke. I'm playing Mario Kart when I go down that part of interstate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bruh.
All of them have happened. They are.
They're adorable.
Silent. They make zero noise.
No.
You got noise today?
The video I have that I haven't sent you yet, right before I left the house, the chirps are so low.
Oh.
But they're chirping.
But they're learning.
They are chirping.
Well, I'll tell you,
it's
for
like
the last
whisper chirps.
2-3 days? I don't know when they hatched. 3 days ago?
Yeah.
When you look in there, they're just like all laying on top of each other. And then they like one senses something and it just opens its mouth, looks up and opens its mouth. And it looks like it's going to give you a big bellow.
Yeah.
And nothing happens. It's just like,
oh, I'm tired. And the head drops.
And apparently now they're making some chirps.
Yeah. They're making some chirps now.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God. Oh,
wow.
Amazing. It's amazing. All right.
Okay, so do we just want to get into...
I think we should.
Well?
This is what the people showed up for.
If you've been online this weekend at all, you already know that Meg Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson are no longer. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're going to rejoice in some way or another, you know? Where do I even start?
Yeah.
What makes this messier than just normal, I think, is that this wasn't a casual situation, you know? Like, they had been publicly together.
Yeah.
Since last summer, showing up to events, talking about each other all the time. He bought her a Bentley. I believe. Great. Like a $500,000 Bentley, which that's stupid.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd buy you a Bentley if you wanted one.
Don't.
What do you want that's $500,000?
Housing.
Then I'd buy you a house, man.
Great. Thank you. Do you see how much better a house is than a Bentley?
Maybe. Haven't been in a Bentley before. You know? Don't knock it till you try it.
Knocked. Could not possibly care less about a car.
The phrase is literally, don't knock it until you try it. Yeah, I don't know why you would proceed with knocking directly after that.
You're right.
Disobedience.
Well?
such a liberated woman.
Yo, well?
All right.
She made their whole Thanksgiving meal for his family. They were out here doing a lot.
Yeah.
Including buy a house together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other day she was like, you cheated? I stuck through your mood swings during the season. And now all of a sudden you don't have, you're unsure, you have cold feet. You don't know if you can be monogamous. Huh? Very
crazy. Crazy.
Do you want to say anything before, or should I just continue?
Yeah, go ahead, continue. Go ahead, I'll chime in. I'll find my way.
Do read Michelle's text very quickly.
Definitely. What's that? Oh, definitely knocking it without trying it. Housing over luxury car.
Thank you. Easy. Easy knock.
I mean, it depends on the car. Again.
Okay. Never mind. I shouldn't have had you read it.
Some cars can help you secure housing. Go ahead, continue. I don't need to elaborate.
I'd like you to elaborate.
There's only one car I'm going to name, and you already know what it is, and it's going to take us down a rabbit hole.
It's a Batmobile?
You goddamn right.
Oh, fucking
shit. That's what I'm saying, you know. Jess knew.
Okay. Well, so they break up. A lot of women online are like, yeah, that tracks. Standards. Boundaries, not really a lot of dudes. Strong suit.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of men are weirdly celebratory. They're like happy, like laughing. Like, see, she picked wrong. Like the guys, the red pill dudes that are legitimately like, women's pickers are off. You guys, you have to vet more. You have to do better. Are also the same people that were calling Clay corny and a cuck for even liking such a whore in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then also the same guys that are like, you don't want a nice guy. The nice guy never wins. Publicly happy. Like, you don't turn a hoe into a housewife. It was never going to happen in the first place. Well, what?
Elias knew. Batmobile. Listen.
Everybody knows.
Oh. Well, then.
No shade, Elias. You're tapped in. I just mean.
So, yes. A lot of red pillars are out here talking crazy, right? But I want to be clear. This type of reaction that you just explained, you don't have to be a red pillar.
No.
This is also just
dude.
Simple dude, very immature dude. Like, this is what guys started doing like in high school when relationships start taking relationships somewhat serious. They're happy for you when you're with her, and then they're happy for you when you break up. They're like cheering you on when you break up.
Right.
And then it's like
you finally got it right, my man. Go cheat on that bitch.
I thought you liked her. Nah, but she was never right for you. And it was like, but what the hell's going on around here? Yeah, it's stupid. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Michelle said, people who said women's pickers are off are the same people who were offended when women said they'd pick the bear.
Yep.
1,000%.
Yep.
1,000%. Yeah. The whole turn it around and put it on the lady, like the number one. he's not getting enough smoke. Like, there's too many people that are still giving Megan smoke for being the person who didn't do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but she did.
She picked him.
Listen.
She's
up
alive.
There about, she up there talking about WAP. And, you know, there's nothing she can do right. If she's dated any more than two people.
Right.
That you know as a celebrity. Welcome to whoredom. There's no way. There's no way she goes into it or comes out of any situation clean. And then you tack on to that, she got somebody locked up.
Right.
Free Tory Lanez. You know, all of that BS.
Yo. Right now in today,
yeah.
while they're talking about
right. yes.
Klay Thompson, they're ending their diatribe with Free Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
Like, there's red flags, and then there's, like, flares, you know? Like, mm-hmm. y'all just, the self-reports mm-hmm. are so loud. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand exactly what they think they're set. Like, do they think, no, never mind. Take it all back.
What are you gonna say?
Do they hear them? Like, none of it actually makes sense. It's
no.
just things that you're saying at first, and then you respond with another thing at second, and
yeah.
then another thing at third.
Yeah.
But then if you look at all three of those things, it's Trump. It's just like a word salad of blame, 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 no accountability, but also be like, bitches, don't take no accountability.
Right. She said the only dudes celebrating their breakup are single dudes. No coupled up dude is celebrating this. I would challenge that. Because you have dudes that are coupled up that still hate their spouses. So
real life. Like,
but I feel what you're saying. I understand where you're going, C's. But
yeah.
there are people, whether they're married, whether they're in, you know, just relationships, that hate their spouse, man, hate their partner, and are always looking for some other example out there to prove why their perspective is right. See, you thought they were happy. You thought they had the world. Da, 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 da. And they'll use it as a deflection for some shortcoming in their own relationship. Bruh.
Definitely that. And I think, like, add to that, that the broader picture is, like, if you're a person who says, you know, these women are picking wrong and mm-hmm. that they need to do better, but then you also see them pick different, like a variety of people, and somehow that same thing happens. The immediate isn't not all men, but at least all those men.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. something's wrong with her.
It's got to be something wrong.
It's got to be something wrong with her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I lost my point. What was I trying to say?
Were you going to his manifesto? His journal.
Man, what a fucking dorkosaurus. Okay. I wanted to say this, a couple of things. One, he went from literally being called a cornball by a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she picked that corny dude, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
to now he's a king. He is a king because he gets it. I'm not settling down for some mediocre situation. Like, if we could please be fucking for real, this is not, I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to diagnose in any way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most diabolical shit to do. Like, you have absolutely no reason to play monogamous. You don't have to.
No.
You do not have to. If that is not your bag, I do not understand why men are like, I'm going to pretend to be her boyfriend. I'm going to basically almost marry her and then be like, but actually that entire time I was cheating. And well, but actually I right. never planned to get
right.
married. Actually, actually, the kids are totally fine. I'll have kids. I have money.
Right.
I'll pay child support. I don't, like, so I don't understand how he goes from cornball to king. Mm-hmm. No, I do understand. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny.
Facts.
The pick me ladies who are also some of the biggest misogynists are like, that was a PR relationship to now she's faking it. It's a sympathy script. There's no there. She's just trying to be a victim for forever, I guess, because that's a way to be a celebrity. He is the one.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that cheated on her. He is the one that played house. They bought a house. Like,
literally bought a house.
Why the fuck are we even talking about her? Like, what in that regard? Why are we talking about what she does in a relationship or how she shows up when we've already seen a bunch of the shit and how she shows up?
Mm-hmm.
Big dumb doofus academics was out here like, women who say that a man wanted to play house, they only say that because they're mad they wasted their time. They would have rather just been out hoeing, basically.
Oh. Hmm.
I want to know why it. What up, Lowe's? Lowe said, why are we talking about breakups at all, for real?
It's less about breakups and more about men hating women.
Way more about men hating women.
Yeah.
And... but I do feel like I think that question is, why is this a topic broadly?
Real shit.
However, I will say what I do appreciate is the fact that Meg was like, this is the thing that happened. I need a break. Like,
Period.
That's effective communication to me. She doesn't need to come back out here and tell us anything. We don't need particulars. We don't need like who the lady was. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need any of that.
Yeah.
That's enough. Or at least for me, that's enough.
I don't even need a song about it. We can just move on.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she's addressed it.
Right.
And I don't think that she needs to address it anymore. He's definitely doing his level best to pretend like he doesn't know any of this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, back to that accountability piece, just absolutely amazing that. It's that group of men that will talk about how women take no accountability, that they have absolutely no idea what that word even means and what they're mm-hmm. supposed to do, what the actionable items are to hold yourself accountable and do something, are just a big, huge pointing finger from every place that they're at. That's all they do is just like, it was you, you know, like,
I think he's going to pull an offset and try to get her back. I think it's going to cool down a little bit. I think it's going to come running back. I do.
I hope that she means what she says, is all I'll say.
Dude, you fumbled.
That.
You fumbled hard, bro. That was dumb. That was just dumb. You cheated on a baddie that attracts baddies. Let me try to understand this again. An internationally known baddie that attracts baddies internationally. You decided to put your own lure out there to see what you could pull and figure that was worth destroying this relationship.
So this is why I say it's diabolical. I keep coming back to none of it makes sense, right? And then there are things that I think about that you have explained to me.
Hmm.
You haven't said this, but I think sometimes the cruelty is the point, is mm-hmm. it not? Like, you know you're not going to... you're not going to be committed in this relationship. Right. You're going to... do this for however long, whatever your reasons for doing it are. You don't care that at the end of this, she's hurt. You don't care that. But I don't understand putting in the effort to something that you don't give a fuck about. So then it must be that this is like part of it.
Like the cruelty you're saying?
Yeah, that, like part of it is...
There is a level of the game. Like, from the male perspective, the misogyny, the patriarchy. Remember, like, we're all educated to play this game. And that game is to get what we want from women. So, to be able to say he got Meg and now he's done with Meg, there's a win in that, unfortunately, for a lot of men. Now he gets to move on. She's not holding him down or back. So whatever he needed to say to accomplish that, very self-serving, very like hurtful, manipulative, but it's not mean in the way of I want to lie to her to do something mean to her. She is so much of an afterthought in his actions that the intent isn't to be mean, but absolutely, it's just 100% self-centered. You could not care about this woman.
Like, why? She's going to his games with his mom.
Yeah.
Why are we doing, why would we in C said they're doing, where did it go? He said, Morgan, he wanted the goods. That's why he did that. That's why he bought a house with her. That's why he bought her a Bentley. Are we really, he's getting the goods.
When you, what did they say? It ain't tricking when you got it.
Okay. Yeah. That's street scholar did say that.
Yeah. To us, that sounds like a lot. To him, maybe not. How many houses has he bought for women that we don't know?
Because they're good for that. What are you talking about?
They're good for that shit, too.
Lo said, I don't know how people can hate women but have to hide behind stuff like this to say it. It's giving soft. Very. Right. Very. And then said, being with women to impress other men blows my mind.
Yeah.
Welcome to the patriarchy.
Yeah. Alex said, gotta stop playing with people's emotions. That's how people end up on the news. And it's true.
Dead ass.
It's true.
Like, here's what I'm thinking about. You're intermingling a person who has lost their family.
Yeah.
Into your family. And these are things you know before you get to know her and how much it's actually impacted her.
Sure.
Right? She's lost her entire structure. A man in her industry shot her. A coworker shot her.
Right.
And then said he didn't even at first say he didn't shoot her. Just misogynistic man said, fuck that. He didn't free the homie.
Yeah.
So that they could be able to shoot women when they need to, or, you know, smack that bitch real quick. Like, what?
So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
The specific thing you referenced, like him bringing her into his life and around his family, that serves two purposes for him.
Okay.
The first, trophy. Two, being there for her as someone who lost their family. He's a good guy.
Is that so? But you're saying that in a cynical way, like this is not a sincere thing he's doing. How she will perceive it.
You're at the game with my mom. Yeah.
Like, we really go together.
I got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you do that. This is what I'm saying. You don't do all of that just to fuck. Like, it's for more than that is all I'm saying.
It's feeding that self-serving ego. Yeah.
Power, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Man's had a, let me finish what I was trying to say. What I was trying to get to is, you know, a lot of what she's been through. Losing her family, being shot, being persecuted for being shot, being called the liar for being shot.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly been cheated on previously. the narrative literally for people that hate her for existing is like, no, actually it's her that cheats on everybody, verifiable. And then that's, it's just the, them saying it.
Right.
When it's not like any of these men are like, no, I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, Party wasn't out here like that didn't happen. Mm-mm. He said it didn't happen like that. Anyway, you know all of these things. This is a person who does not need, like, there's, we don't need any extras. There's no reason to fuck with somebody who has been that harmed. Mm-hmm. Other than you're a diabolical piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nailed it. Like, and in being a diabolical piece of shit, your motivations are all self-centered. Yep.
But like...
I love it. You're like, but wait, what?
I just don't get the fucking point. Yeah. I don't understand why... These are rules that are self-imposed. So is the whole point to be like, I'm a rule breaker? Like, what is this societal norm if it isn't men saying I'm going to have state claim on a person?
So when you say these are rules that are self-imposed, give me an example.
Monogamy.
Oh, okay.
Like, monogamy is a man thought. Mm-hmm. Like, that's mine now, and no one else can have it, but I can do whatever I'm doing because that's how this works.
He definitely subscribes to that. He cosplayed it.
He subscribes to what?
Monogamy as a concept, because he cosplayed monogamy.
Yeah, I don't understand doing that.
That's all that's required of men, and through patriarchy.
But so yes.
Yeah.
But... That's the point. These are self-imposed rules. And if you don't want those rules, why are they the fucking, why is Dems the rules? They shouldn't fucking be. But so it really is just so it's, that's mine now?
Pretty much. I mean, the rules are there to establish fake standards that everyone should live by. You know, rules for thee, not for me. Mm-hmm. And yeah. The cosplaying of monogamy. To hear a woman say, I don't
believe... Who's a trillionaire? I'm sorry.
To hear a woman say, I don't believe in monogamy, or a woman who is sexually liberated, any woman that takes agency, that's going to be an issue. That's going to be an issue. It's going to be an affront.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Any woman that takes agency also doesn't believe in monogamy. That's an affront to patriarchy.
Oh, certainly.
100%.
Yes.
Whereas at the exact same time,
burn men the witch.
Do not believe in monogamy.
Correct. And they cosplay it.
Right. But our identities and masculinity, all of it is tied to patriarchy. Therefore, we have to, not have to, a lot of us choose to cosplay all of those rules. We're not going to abandon that. If our manhood is directly tied to it, abandon it. What are you mad? You insane? No. Me or the bear? I'll kill that bear. You won't.
Yeah.
But you got to say crazy shit.
Like, yeah, but like that, you lose me at the gotta, you know, that's where you lose me. None of this is innate. None of this is the nature of man. Like, this is all learned shit. Mm-hmm. So the gotta, the have to, the yes to the point of to serve or to perform things within patriarchy and to serve patriarchy. If you understand at some point that doesn't actually serve you, I don't understand still doing it. And by that, I mean, you know, you, you can be lying to every single, you know, person you date, but you know, you. You know that you're now telling four different people that you're going to, you know, have a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. And that that would not mean monogamy. You know that.
Not at all.
Like, so at some point, is there no like, hey, maybe I just don't do that part. Maybe I try it out a different way. Or is there just no next gear? in that regard? Is it really just like, how do I do all of my my separate monogamous relationships in secret? That's the only way to handle this scandal.
Yeah, there's no requirement for a next year. There's no societal expectation for men to evolve in that way. None.
Yuck.
None. None. Zero. So no.
Honestly, what if there is? It wouldn't fucking matter, would it? Like, would it matter?
I think so. If there was, I think it would matter. But again, those expectations would have to be set by other men. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's doing the. he's got a lot going on there. I'm sorry, Dave.
It's fine. It's unrealistic. It's completely unrealistic to expect men to find the reason.
Live honestly. I guess I just don't understand that part either. Yeah. Seems like it'd be a whole lot fucking easier if you didn't have to
lie to women about what you want.
Yeah, that for sure. And then lie about everything you're doing.
You would have to believe that women want the same things that you do. And they couldn't possibly, because I'm a man. What do you mean you want sex?
So stupid.
No, you can't want sex. I want sex, and then I take it from you, or you submit to me. But you wanting it, disinterested.
Off the table.
No, nobody wants to hear about your wants.
No,
don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just, like,
what you're supposed to want is kids. Okay, you go wanting your kids.
This is what I mean, like, that there are people making money hand over fist right now saying everything you're saying to teach the next generation of men to not be lonely.
Self-implode. Yeah.
Do they hear them? Like, do they read their own transcript? I don't know. Like, it's everything's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
AJ, the gummy's in. Welcome.
The nature of patriarchy.
Are you still here?
Everything's bad. Yeah.
Fact. Everything's bad.
Sorry, Alice. She said triggered.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so C said he's a trillionaire. A $500,000 house is nothing. Sure. First of all, who's a trillionaire? Is that a joke that I'm missing?
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, is he talking about Clay or is he talking about you?
Come on, Clay. Clay paid in the shade.
Well, clearly, because he bought a $500,000 car. He didn't buy a house. The house they bought, we have
together,
no idea.
Right, we don't know how much that house was. Yeah.
Then he said, okay, controversial take coming. How about the women who all know he's with Megan and pursue anyway? C's runs out the door. What about him?
What about them Jones?
What about him? Gonna pick me. Yeah, what about them? Like, it absolutely says everything about any man who is, I guess, just cosplaying, though. So I don't know if you want to get better at the grift or not. But, like, it says everything to me if at any point we're like, well, what about those women?
Right.
If this man is doing the I'm yours, you're my, this is a monogamous relationship. You have been a basketball player for 15 years. Right. I don't know if it's really However long. I was going to say 50. It was too many numbers. It was impossible. Anyway, you've been a basketball player for forever, a professional basketball player for a long time. Right. You have sowed a lot of oats already.
Yeah.
Like, this is not... You're not new to this.
No.
You're not new to this. The fact that you are still so wildly insecure about who you are and the fact that you look like the PBS logo is wild.
Not the PBS logo.
Absolutely. Spitting image. Mm. I wish I would have gave it to Jess to put up side by side. It's fucking insane. Like, someone said when he turns to the side, he disappears.
Damn, son.
Ay. Anyway, you being wild, you've already should have. Mm-hmm. You have done a lot of actions, I think, that have addressed that.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the first time that women have thrown themselves at you. So all I'm saying is, when a man is successful and a billionaire and a trillionaire and he has everything and anyone at his fingertips, if you are doing the cosplay of I'm a monogamous man, if you can't say no thank you to the women that throw themselves at you, what the fuck does that say about you?
Everything.
That says way more about you than any of the women trying to pursue their hoop dreams. Like, the fuck? It's not anywhere near close to me being mad at them. There was a different point in my life where I would definitely feel differently about that, or have felt differently about that. Not understanding just how much we are literally just fed patriarchy. The fact that we would even be talking about what about the women that pursue him? Does he have zero ability to keep it to who he has said he was going to keep it to?
Bruh.
It's just not possible. We're just like, whoa, tripped and fell. Like, this
right
is
into it.
This is not, we can't keep doing this conversation is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many years into and too many full-blown side families with houses around the corner for, you know what I mean? That's just too normal.
It's too normal. AJ said them ladies he cheated with are not in a committed relationship. This ain't on them.
Hello.
And C said, y'all favorite comedian once said, a man is only as loyal as his options.
What man hasn't said that?
Yeah. That's yeah.
Or lived it in some way.
Yeah.
Not all men, but or whatever. The way that people are talking about, and I know we need to move on, but like the way that people are talking about, she was like a gold digger somehow, as if she is, you know, fresh off the streets and he showed her her first aeroplane.
Yeah.
You know, like the way that women have to be diminished even while they are being humiliated in a system and scenario that doesn't benefit them, that like is fucking nuts.
Those are the same people that are saying that Kendrick was no one before this battle with Drake. Like, they're...
Well, he was.
You know, they're...
No one ever heard of him.
...of reality. To say that Meg needed anything financially from him is wild.
Laughable.
It's crazy talk. It's crazy. I can't even, like... I'm not addressing it. I'm sorry, what? Oh, your sky is orange. That's awesome. Good for you. I'm not going to debate that. No. She was with him for the money. You got it. She was.
Sorry, AJ said PBS definitely said keep us out of it. And they did. They were like, that's not who we designed it from. It's, nope.
He was out the inspiration. Oh, my gosh.
A mess.
Yeah.
And really, I don't have the fix. I don't have the, well, if men would just talk to men and then obviously that'll do it. No. But I mean, I just don't even know who it's for anymore. What is it like? They're more excited. The straight men are more excited that the straight man is on the market again, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a whole lot of not making sense. They're gleeful right now.
Yeah.
What?
He made it out. Now he's back.
If
you know,
he made
back
it
on
out,
the field.
Why was it, how is it a flex? If it's a flex to have her, how is it? Do you like the logic? Don't fucking logic.
It's a flex to have her. It's a flex to get rid of her. On to the next one. On to the next thing to conquer.
Sounds like hope. It sounds like. Oh, that's just how we deal with things, I guess, when you don't get the number.
Yeah. All facts.
I hate it.
All facts. Let's jump into the Trump situation. I call it duty. And then we got some video, right?
Oh, well, I think you got to set it up. Like the intro?
Let's set it up. Okay.
Well, just in the fact that there's, you know.
So maybe you didn't hear. Maybe you didn't hear you guys. Maybe this is brand new news to you. The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, D.C., meant to celebrate the relationship between the presidency and the press. It was abruptly thrown into chaos on April 25th when a gunman opened fire near the event's security perimeter. President Trump and other senior officials were quickly evacuated as Secret Service agents responded, preventing the attacker from entering the main ballroom. One federal agent was struck but survived thanks to protective gear, and the suspect was subdued at the scene. Authorities identified the suspect as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. Investigators say he had traveled across the country and brought multiple weapons into the hotel, raising immediate concerns about how he was able to get so close to such a high-profile gathering. He is now in federal custody and faces serious charges, including assaulting a federal officer and potentially attempted assassination. Central to the investigation is a manifesto the suspect sent to family members shortly before the attack. According to officials and reporting, the document outlined grievances against the Trump administration and framed the violence as a justified response to perceived wrongdoing. He referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin and described his intent to target government officials, while also commenting on what he believed were vulnerabilities in the event security. In naming the top officials, he did exclude Kash Patel, which I am confused about. I mean, maybe we can get some clarity later, but it was like top officials except Kash Patel. And I'm like, why would you?
Oh, it said except?
Yeah, he was excluded.
He's brown. Keep him off the
not
list.
All brown. Details emerging. I mean, listen, everyone knows Cash wants to go to Valhalla. Send him. All right. Don't spare him. Details emerging from that manifesto suggest a mix of ideological anger and personal radicalization. Reports indicate the suspect attempted to rationalize his planned violence in moral and even religious terms, presenting it as a last resort after what he viewed as failures of traditional political and legal systems. At the same time, he expressed awareness of potential collateral damage, though he remained willing to escalate if necessary. Officials believe the intended targets were high-ranking members of the Trump administration, possibly including the president himself. While Trump was never directly in the line of fire, authorities say the incident underscores how close the attacker came to causing a far more serious tragedy. The president later described the suspect as deeply disturbed, while global leaders condemned the attack as a threat to democratic institutions. The shooting has also triggered intense scrutiny of security arrangements at the Washington Hilton, where the dinner is traditionally held. Because the venue functions as an operating hotel, only specific areas were tightly secured, creating potential gaps that the suspect appeared to have exploited. Critics and investigators alike are now examining whether procedural failures allow the attacker to breach the outer layers of protection. Beyond the immediate incident, the attack has reignited broader concerns about political violence in the United States, coming amid a period of heightened polarization and previous threats against public officials. The episode is now being viewed as part of a troubling pattern as the legal case against the suspect unfolds. Questions remain not only about his motives, but about how institutions can better guard against similar acts in the future. In that interview that we're going to play an excerpt from, he was talking about, Trump mentioned, like, you know, how only, you know, some of the best people have either been assassinated or attempted to have been assassinated. You know, really, really big names, really big names, really great people.
All the greatest, huh?
You know, and then he was like, and then, you know, I've done a lot of good things. So this kind of makes sense per my description, how it is that I also have survived several assassination attempts.
So many severals.
Give us the goods.
The so-called manifesto is a stunning thing to read, Mr. President. He appears to reference a motive in it, He writes this, quote, administration officials, they are targets. And he also wrote this, I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to
that?
Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people, horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
Excuse me.
I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. I got associated with all stuff that has nothing to do with me. I was totally exonerated. Your friends on the other side of the plate are the ones that were involved with, let's say, Epstein or other things. But I said to myself, you know, I'll do this interview and they'll probably, I read the manifesto, you know, he's a sick person, but you should be ashamed of yourself reading that because I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President, and I was never,
excuse me, you shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace, but go ahead. Let's finish the interview.
The other thing that he wrote in the other thing in the manifesto that I think is worth looking at in terms of determining his motive. He had been staying at the hotel since Friday. He checked in. He said he had cased the place, and he wrote, what the hell is the Secret Service doing? And he wrote this quote, I expected security cameras at every bend, bugged hotel rooms, armed agents every 10 feet, metal detectors out the wazoo. What I got is nothing. He wrote, like, this level of incompetence is insane. Sir, you have already had two attempted...
Well, he was pretty incompetent, too, because he got caught. And he got caught pretty easily. So I'd say he was pretty incompetent, too. You know, I could take any event having to do with security or anything else. I can always find fault. Those guys did a good job last night. They did a really good job.
I mentioned that because, again, as his motive, and you brought this up, he had social media accounts that had anti-Trump and anti-Christian rhetoric.
You should read. Why don't you read all the anti-Trump? Why don't you read it? You just did, so why don't you read it?
Well, he had a lot of anti-Christian rhetoric. He was part of a group called the Wide Awakes. He had attended a No Kings protest in California.
No Kings.
The so-called manifesto.
My man just knows buzzwords.
Oh, my God. You're horrible people. I knew you were going to read that because you're horrible people.
My favorite part of that is, why don't you read it? Why don't you read the anti-Trump stuff you just did? Why don't you read it? Do they hear them? Like, what?
It's a dunce.
Shout out to Lily in the chat. Hi, babes. How are you?
Where do I share my favorite snapshots of the night?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't wait to see what that means.
Bruh.
Yes. Sorry, Faith, for putting him on screen for so long. Apologies. It's just a reminder, you know, that's the president, number one. And two, he immediately started talking about that ballroom immediately.
Yeah.
Seize his point. He said, if y'all would have just let him build the ballroom, this wouldn't have had to happen. Yeah.
He said, I would have got up, fired on the spot.
Just, oh my gosh, Rudo in the chat.
Oh, Roots. That's how I sound when people talk about DC Comics. Hey, not while I'm wearing a Joker shirt.
Might be why.
Rapscallion. Yo, like, that is, like, every time he opens his mouth on camera, I'm reminded of the condition of the United States is in right now. And not so much as, like, what he's doing here, but what this looks like internationally. I was in a conversation with Elias and Cliff last night, and Cliff was like, so we had his first term and the world watch him just be this jackass and just ruin so much.
Yeah.
And then the world watched us give him a second term.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not all Americans. Yes, all Americans. Like, what?
Well, I mean,
you know,
stop the steal. You know? Jesus
Christ.
What? Hardly anyone even got out the vote or something, yeah. Right?
I don't know if you guys saw...
Stay home, don't vote for me, is what that man said.
Dead ass. I don't know if you guys saw the footage of... what's his first name? Cole Allen?
Oh, yeah.
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 So...
Tomas.
From what we understand, like they mentioned in the video, security was lax. Mans was able to get a room...
He thought he was just throwing a pageant.
Yo, security in movies are way better. He was able to get a room, right? No one like did a background check on who is staying in the hotel during this time period. This is the president of the United States. How many floors are supposed to be locked down just for security personnel to dwell in? And where's the room that has all the cameras and video
of every room?
Like, what is happening? What is happening?
I'm sorry,
operational SVU.
Well, don't let the propaganda fool you.
This is true.
Except for, I can say from personal experience, when they did the DNC, they didn't let non-essential staff come to work. Like,
right.
You have no event to manage. You will not be here for 3 days.
Right.
There is nothing for you to do. And
fall back.
The FBI is not doing background checks on every single person that works here. You just don't come here for those next 3 days.
Right, locking it down.
Yes.
Right.
Like the idea that he was in the same hotel and took the stairs.
My man.
Just took the stairs down.
My man said, I'm born identity 2026.
Bruh.
I know where you guys are. You're not going to catch me on the elevator. I'm going to take the stairs down to the floor where the ballroom is. And when I get out there, pew, he took off. Cole was out. And the Secret Service was like, oh, crap. It was hilarious.
Everybody's drunk. My assessment is when you're like one director of a department is called Keg Seth or Keg's Breath. And another director, the director of the FBI, is accused of being in such stupors that SWAT teams have to come and check him out.
AKA I'm smashed Patel. Yeah. Yeah. No one's doing their job under that. Think about.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Think about.
The Secret Service ain't sober.
Think about any job you had, first or second jobs as a young youth. Y'all all wild on the supervisor that was terrible. Whatever supervisor you could get things off on, y'all weren't doing your jobs. No, we're going to cut corners because this person isn't going to check the closing checklist. I'm out of here. What?
Yeah, but this isn't a...
It certainly is not.
Okay.
Something way more important, but it's being run the same way. Your supervisors are showing up to work drunk or not showing up to work.
Rudo
without
said,
even calling out.
J. Edgar Boozer.
Yes, Roots. J. Edgar Boozer.
Lily said, some of my favorite videos picks. One, Stephen Miller using his wife as a shield while copying a feel, which I do, in fact, I will be posting.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't give it to Jess in time. Oh, because you haven't seen this either?
My God.
Yeah, no.
I did see the video of the women picking up the bottles of wine. And you know what?
Listen, they shooting. This isn't happening anymore.
Hey,
I'm out of here.
More power to you.
Yeah.
Don't let it go to waste.
Hello?
You know?
there's a lot of gold in here, though. C said CBS wanted the interview so badly, they let their lead reporter get abused and then they aired it.
Listen, the woman, the reporter that was on stage next to Trump is also from CBS. We got to remember now, CBS is state-run media. CBS is Fox News. Barry Weiss is the head of CBS.
Barry Weiss was like, here, I'll help.
Yeah, so this ain't the CBS we grew up with. Because I was thinking, as I was watching the footage, I was like, why is this Asian woman sitting next to him? He does not like... minorities at all. Like, what's happening, right? She's sitting directly next to him. Oh, she's from CBS. Oh. Oh, okay. All right, fine.
Yeah. So it makes a little more sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I send this to Jess now? Like, is that a thing?
Might be able to. Throw it in the what's the name? Slack for that okay. particular computer.
Sorry for the production meeting. I just want y'all to be able to see that picture.
Lily said, too, the old man finishing his food while watching everyone duck down.
Man's is immortal.
It was a very unserious attempt. It was a very unserious attempt. And I don't mean that as in like Cole wasn't really about his business, because Man's had a shotgun, small firearm, and knives. Now, I'm not sure about this knife work. Is he Deadpool? Is he Bullseye? What did you plan on doing with the knives? I'm really confused on that. Like,
I'm not. Knives are for close combat. Right. Unless you are Deadshot, Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Don't worry,
I called him Deadshot last week.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're him. The rest is close combat. That's a. Yeah.
It's a lot of work, man.
Worth it to get to Stephen Miller. It is.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I sent the picture to Jess. I don't know if this is. Yeah. I don't know how to do this stuff on the fly.
I'll say this. It's just a reminder. He's not the little one.
That's true. So, I don't need to be reminded. Yeah, I'm sending him something else right now.
Look at you.
Yeah. You know
what?
Okay, now he's literally using her as a shield, grabbing her boob. I took this screenshot specifically because someone had circled it and was like, who's this guy back here? But there is something else that's very much bothering me in this photo. Anybody else?
Tell me, what is it?
The head at that table?
Oh, like, the boy back there?
What?
I mean, that's what you would be doing. You'd be ducking down and curious at the exact same time. I know you. I know. To be able to get you to just duck all the way down ain't happening. You'd be like, Amber, get off of me.
Well, because where was the sound coming from? You know? Is the threat still active? Let's take a peek. You're right.
Let's take a peek.
I mean, someone's got to see.
I got to assess.
Yeah.
Ambush, maybe.
You're going to miss the sign. Yeah,
maybe you don't want to know. Yeah. So you stay down.
You stay down. Stay safe. Let me see.
You stay down. Stay safe. I got you, babe.
I'll report back. Okay, it looks pretty clear up there, but Stephen Miller is grabbing his wife's breast, I think, for the first time ever in his life.
Steve, what did breasts feel like? Like
a bag of sand.
Yes. Yes.
I did. This is unrelated but related. I sent Jess the PBS logo along with a side profile of Clay Thompson.
Damn.
Oh, Lily said that's Trump in the red circle.
Okay. So that's hard-headed Trump.
Oh, my man is just watching the chaos?
Hard-headed Trump. I want to see what's going on.
No, fuck you. Where's Secret Service? You can't just let him stand creepily in the doorway like the man that killed the thing.
They did the whole encircle him and walk him out, walk him off stage.
Yeah.
Then apparently, he walked back.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, how drunk do you have to be to allow the president, the only thing your only job is to make sure that no one actually kills that dude on your watch.
Yeah.
You let him walk a hallway and go to the side stage? No, you did. That's like, no. What the fuck is the protocol? You're not supposed to stay in the building if they're shooting in the building. Are you?
He's supposed to be off the grounds. 100%.
This should have been like Secret Service tapping into the chat.
Within 45 seconds, he's supposed to be off the stage, out of the building,
in a vehicle.
Right, in a black Jeep leaving.
That goes underground or in water or
someone
whatever.
Someone should be radioing and asking
ahead for the bunker
what's happening
code.
Still there. Because he's not there anymore. He should be super gone. Yeah. Yeah. It's
and what's the point of having capabilities of doing that if you're just going to let that man stand in the fucking hallway like a ghost? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, my God.
He was just getting shot at and he wanted to see, will, what?
The worst part about it is he's curious about something that isn't even happening in that room. Happening in the room.
Right.
Like, you're not in the room where it happened, sir. You know? But you got to see what's going on in here. What's happening? It was supposed to be a looky-loo at what was supposed to be an attempted assassination. What was supposed to be.
Lily said, this shit is fake.
You are correct. He was a DUI hire, Cease. Yeah. It's such a joke. It's such a fucking joke. And again, I don't want to take shots at Cole. Man might have been trying to pull a Luigi. I think what we should be doing is...
Excuse me.
Let's retrace our steps.
Luigi has an alibi. Not guilty.
It's true. He was kicking it with us.
Yep.
We should be retracing our steps. Luigi. Is there anyone else in your signal that has skills similar to yours who is not incarcerated? We have a thing we'd like to discuss. Like, bro. But... In Cole's manifesto, I mean, and they mentioned it too in the interview, like he laid it out, like he literally said what was supposed to be happening. There should have been agents every 10 feet. There should have been cameras everywhere.
He was like, I was waiting. I looked through. Sorry.
He was prepared. Interrupt. And you know what? That's what the knives are for. You're right.
Yes.
He was trying to do some of this.
My man's watching and
then,
Daredevil.
And then lay you down. That's what he was trying to do. Yeah.
Real quiet. Real quiet. Gotta be quiet. No guns right now. You can't have no guns right now.
Listen, my man played some Metal Gear Splinter Cell. He's ready. Ready.
He was answering the Call of Duty.
Fam.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had forgotten, but like it not being in the same room and how swiftly they were able to get them. Is that why he feels so confident right now? And like, cause Trump is like notably giddy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I feel like it's an interesting response to the third attempt on, public attempt on your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's a not so interesting response to a operation gone right, you know what I'm saying? To a false flag gone right. You know? Yeah. I did see some of that. I saw that Erica Kirk footage, and I wasn't sure.
I was like,
is this really her? Like, they were walking her out, and she was crying. I was like, is this really her?
I mean, I'm not being funny. Anything I say about her is going to sound like it's all shade, but like
let it be shade. What would it be otherwise?
Well, generally, I mean, the way that Charlie Kirk was killed, for her to be then, you know, I don't know why she would be at the correspondence dinner, but she was to be in that room and then.
Hear shots.
I think, yeah, that seems pretty soon.
Yeah.
Seems soon.
Yeah.
But she's moved on. I mean, she's a busy businesswoman.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't matter.
Gotta sell that merch.
Well, I'll have to do the Left Maxine story in the stories.
Yeah.
Or in a quick video on the Instagrams. Because it's an early close tonight.
Yeah, yay.
And before we get to the actual closeout, Jess, can you please prove me right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Damn, son.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Absolutely incredible.
Oh boy. That was very well.
Here's the thing, though.
That was very well executed, you two.
Absolutely beautiful.
That was good timing. You guys are nice with it.
Big Jess, not the little one, baby.
Bruh.
Handled a whole, those are two separate things I sent, you know?
Nice.
Erica cried. What up, Jay? Erica cried because there wasn't any fireworks going on after she exited.
Bruh. Not any talk about twins. Stop. Stop it. Stop it.
Literally, AJ. Faith said, am best reaction.
Damn.
Faith said, I want to know how much they're willing to shell out for the fourth attempt. Boy. We don't need any more. Who's it serving?
It's definitely serving him very well. How many assassination attempts has one president
survived?
He needs the record.
Well, I think he has it.
He might have it. He's going to run it up. Yeah. Listen, he's got two more years left, you know, before this thing turns into something
else. I need folks to literally practice. There's just too much cosplaying and not enough action. And I'm not talking about this particular situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, goes for the whole theme, every story we talked about.
Yeah.
Like, practice. I just need some, you know, we're getting better. I'm going to say that. Very easily we can say that this is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's definitely moving in the right direction.
The planning that we expect to happen because we've seen movies before. Yeah. Looks like it's getting executed a little bit. Like, I wonder if he had to have a different identity. You know what
this
I mean?
This is rough stuff, man.
Yeah.
This is rough stuff.
Anyway, sorry. We can move on.
Yeah.
I'll be quiet now.
Don't be quiet. You close the show.
Oh, every show. It's me first. That's crazy. I never know that. One of these days. That's another News with My Fiance. Monday Night Raw, live, in person, live raw, in the books. Thank you for spending this quality time with us.
Yeah, yeah. This episode is made possible by our in-studio crew, Big Jess, not the little
one. Not the little one.
A remote crew, Kyle G. Residual Audio. Michelle.
Mistress. No. Duchess of Communications.
Duchess of Communications.
You can't mess
and Ross,
up.
What do we...
Minister of Technology Operations.
Technological Operations.
Yep.
Shout out to our studio sponsors, L&J Industries, for providing this dope space each and every single week. And of course, big thanks to y'all watching, listening, and staying engaged in the chat.
Stay engaged with us all week. Follow us on Instagram at News With My Fiance. You can follow Ambush at ScamBeezy. Mm-hmm. You can follow me at Portland Morgan. Become a member. Sock it to our pockets over at patreon.com/newswithmyfiance.
Boom. And check out the merch over at patreon.com/merch.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not there. It's newswithmyfiance.com/merch. More designs are coming soon.
Unconfirm it.
And more updates to the Patreon every single week. Shout out to everyone that is joining us on Patreon. yes, technology. Love it. Shout out to everyone that's joining us on Patreon. Free levels, paid levels. We love y'all all the same. Amazing. Thank you so much. Please stay engaged. But you know the deal. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. No war, but class war. Go hard on systems and not people. And spend more time at the range.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. And you can catch this show streaming live on YouTube every Monday night from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our podcast episodes are available everywhere you listen to podcasts except Spotify.